Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity right now, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you can have that life of freedom to live the life that you love, to be with those that you love, to do what you want. And on top of that, you know that as you're blessed financially, as you become free, you can help others do the same. You could become a rippler by creating a ripple effect throughout the lives of others. And I'm excited to be a part of this and definitely proud to give a shout out to you guys because you guys are why I do what I do every day. You are the reason why I'm able to just enjoy and love my life, you know? And when I say that, I mean, like, I love teaching. I love being able to share with you guys stuff. And I hope this is valuable. And I appreciate all you that have been reaching out. So many of you, especially lately, where, I mean, there's some of you I've been talking to saying, hey, we can improve your cash flow by 20 grand a year. Sometimes it's been like 50 or 60,000 a year. Sometimes it's like, hey, maybe it's 5 or 10,000 this year. But for the most part, and it's just awesome to see that there is actually hope, you know, and I appreciate you guys tuning in. A lot of you are binging lately and you've been telling me about episodes you've listened to that are years old, which I love. And I appreciate you guys sharing and helping expand this ripple effect so we can challenge the mainstream because the answer is not in the same old crap that we've been taught. There is no freedom in scrimping and saving and putting everything in mutual funds that don't return the way that we think they do. They return less, we get taxed on it, and it's just not enough. People are showing up more and more saying, hey, I've been putting my money in here for decades and it's still not enough, and I've been a good saver. Well, guess what? There is hope here, guys. That's why we teach what we teach every day here. So again, thank you for tuning in. Here's a quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Guys, how would it be awesome if you guys could get a 10% return on your money paid out monthly, where you can actually make 10% a year, but get monthly regular cash flow and doing that while helping people stay in their homes. Well, that's what American Homeowner Preservation does. They actually buy up mortgage notes, delinquent mortgage notes, and help people refinance and stay in their homes or help them be able to sell their home so that they can actually get out from under that rock, right? So if you guys want to check that out and be able to see what you can do, and you can invest with as little as $100. It's awesome. So check it out. Their website's www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP is an American Homeowner Preservation.com. So today, guys, I was actually going to record something, well, you know, more logical, something that makes sense, just like I do in many cases here where we talk about everything from investments to cash flow strategies and tips to numbers to mindset and everything else. And, you know, I was going through and thinking about this, and I was actually just kind of meditating on this stuff a little bit. You know, some memories came to mind, partly inspired because, you know, you've got Facebook memories that bring up stuff, right? And I started really just being grateful in this Thanksgiving season, being so grateful for where I am today and how drastically different my life is. You know, and I've had periods of great prosperity, like I have right now, and I've had periods of what would seem like I was impoverished. You know, I was broke. I wasn't poor, but I was broke, right? My mindset was there. When in some cases it was being challenged, I was going through lots of scarcity at different times. You guys heard me talk a lot about the recession. You know, I went through that, and that was a tough time. You know, I went from millionaire to upside down millionaire, right? I was over $1 million in debt, didn't file for bankruptcy, but had to dig back out of that. And in fact, I'll share you a story probably next month from a Christmas or a time that led up to Christmas that was really touching to me. And it's kind of inspired me to this day. But I want to talk about a more recent development. This one is only 4 years ago. And the memories have come up recently around Thanksgiving week. Now, to give you some context, I know some of you guys have heard me talk about this, but I went through a pretty painful divorce about 4 years ago. You know, I was married to that wife for 15 years, and it was, you know, we had a bunch of kids together. We had six kids together, and during that time, I was lost. Right now, on the outside, it might just look like I was going through a divorce. People knew that, especially if they followed me on social media. But it still seemed like Money Ripple was going as normal. But I'll tell you, like, I was going through an emotional hardship. I'll tell you, in comparison to the Great Recession, right? Going over $1 million in debt, for me emotionally, this was the hardest time of my entire life. It wasn't going over $1 million in debt. It was actually just dealing with loneliness, you know, dealing with, you know, questioning about everything I thought was true, you know, including just, you know, my vision for what my marriage and my family was supposed to look like, now was falling to pieces, right? And I was on my own. I had worked from home, but now I didn't have my kids anymore. So what I had every single day, I had taken for granted. I didn't have it anymore. And it was a really, really rough time, challenging time, emotionally distraught, again, trying to find my own identity, trying to figure out, well, who is Chris Miles? Right. And this is not the first time. I mean, I've spent years really honing in on who I am. Right. But it really shook me to the core because I realized that my role, you know, as being like a husband and a father was changing. And so anyways, I wanted to go back home, you know, for the holidays, going home to, that is my parents, to see my sister and people like that. And I even made a business trip out of it. I said, hey, I'm going to swing through Oakland, California. You know, I went to visit with a guy that's an image consultant. You know, I went there. And I said, cool, I'm going to do that. And then and work my way up and visit with people that are, you know, business contacts or whatever along the way. Well, now understand, like, because I was such an emotional, hard place, right? Because I was struggling so much. I mean, business-wise, like, I was telling people, hey, I got plenty of time. I'm only working like 5 hours a week. The truth is, yeah, I was only working 5 hours a week because emotionally I couldn't handle anymore. You know, I was such in a bad place that I was barely checking my emails, guys. You know, like there's a show I did almost 4 years ago, in fact, called The Inbox Implosion. I'm sure it's right around episode 100 or something like that. But that one was actually talking about those times, even though I didn't actually mention what I was struggling with at the time. That was something I was learning. I was coming back through it because I didn't want to check my emails. So, I mean, I just checked emails for my own clients, just my own paying clients. And that was it. You know, if people sent me opportunities, I pretty much turned a blind eye to it. I could not think. So anyways, you know, so I'm going through this time. And so, and plus, you know, I'm trying to pay my own rent. I'm trying to pay for my rent with my kids' home, you know, their mother's home and everything else. You know, so I was strapped. Like, business was down. Although I was still making money, business was down. I was strapped. I'll tell you, like, it was not a fun place to be, even financially. So I wasn't $1 million in debt. I wasn't going into debt at all. I was just not, you know, not making as much money and depleting my savings and everything else. Well, anyways, I got to a point where I depleted all the savings I had available. My ex-wife had already, you know, accessed some of it as well, you know, and so it got to the point where she was even accusing me of saying, like, hey, you're hiding money. I know you are. And the truth was, at that point, 4 years ago, I wasn't hiding money. I mean, yes, we had stuff trapped in, you know, a few little assets that we had, but we didn't have a lot. I mean, we started burning through it. You know, I reinvested most of my money in my business and to build it up. And so at that point, I'm like, man, for a guy who's making six figures, I'm not doing too hot. And really the truth is my monthly income was going down to like five figures a year instead. You know, I was making more like between 5 and 10,000 a month in my business versus, you know, 10, 20,000 plus. And so I was just in a really crappy place, right? Things were tight, but I thought, hey, it's fine. You know, I've got clients coming in. You know, I've never had a big paying client coming in at that moment. As I was waiting for that client to pay, because, you know, she said a few weeks prior she's going to pay, I was like, wow, surprising she hasn't paid yet. You know, and so I'm waiting on that payment because I'm like, hey, that would actually help with my trip. Well, guess what? The payment didn't come in, you know, and it's been a while since I had relied on money trying to come in, right? And this is actually before I really put my focus back on multiple streams of income. I actually was focusing all my streams towards my business instead at that time. And so I'm like, well, dang, this is not good. So anyways, I had cash on me and things like that. Well, I remember, you know, as I'm driving up from Oakland or going through California and stuff, and I stop in Southern Oregon on the coast. And I go into the hotel, right? I go to check in and I say, hey, all right, I'm going to check in. Hey, do you take cash? No, sorry, we don't take cash. Oh, shoot. You know, because I had cashed out some money to do on this trip. I was like, all right. Okay. So just card. So I give him my business credit card. Declined. Had forgotten. You know, I was like, oh, shoot. I maxed out that card. And it was already maxed out by that point. I was like, oh, all right. I don't know what to do. You sure you don't take cash? No, we don't take cash. Sorry. So now I'm in panic mode because I'm thinking, oh my goodness, am I going to be spending the night in my car tonight? And this is ridiculous. Like this shouldn't even be the case. I've got money. Why won't they let me do it? What do I do? You know? And so I'm panicking a little bit. And finally, you know, I just said like, all right, fine. What can happen? I remember I went to my car and I was like distraught, like depressed. I didn't feel like a man anymore. I really felt like a loser. In fact, I was like a man. I'm a charlatan. You know, I'm the guy that's supposed to be teaching people to be financially free. And look where I am right now. You know, my ex-wife hates me. My kids are sad because they don't get to see their dad. You know, just all of this stuff starts hitting me so hard. And I'm at the point of tears. And I'm going to sit in my car and I start to pray. And I'm like, okay, please help me know what to do. How am I going to do this? Again, it's your will, God, not mine. How am I going to get through this? And that moment, all of a sudden it said, you know, I remember thinking, I think I know the answer. And so I get out of my car, I walk in. I go to the counter and I give him my debit card to my checking account. I give it to him and the card goes through. I'm like, yes. Now here's the thing, that business debit card, the checking had been depleted already by that point, right? And so, but what I remembered after I prayed, the inspiration I got from the Spirit was, hey, this has overdraft of like $700. Try it. So I did. I was crossing my fingers, hoping to go through, and it did. And I was like, all right, I got another night. I did it. So I did. I had a night to spend. I knew I went to overdraft, which, you know, was going to happen, but it did, you know, and of course, you know, I got up to Oregon to see my family and things were great. I prepaid a lot of the stuff, you know, places I was staying already in certain hotels. So I didn't have to worry about that. And so that was the one place that I didn't prepay for because it was kind of like where I end up that night, you know, when I'm traveling. Well, you know, I made it through, you know, I used up the cash with food and gas. I had to borrow some money. Actually, I had to get some money borrowed and made it through. And I'll tell you that the challenging part is I was dealing with my own personal worth, right? It's like, who am I? And I bring this up because maybe some of you guys have this struggle too. Maybe you're wondering about where your worth is, and maybe money has been a big part of it. And maybe you're doing great. And it's a facade. The money is something like where it just gives you value. But in truth, if you were to strip that money away, you'd be wondering what you're left with, right? And on the flip side, you might currently feel like I felt like then, which is, I don't even have the money. What worth do I really have to give? You know, and I remember I got back from that trip. Like it was a hard time. It was a time of, all right, am I going to quit and get a job again? You know, like what am I going to do? But I remember that my gut told me like, just keep going. You know, my gut was saying, you know what, you need to wake up, Chris. Like this is a wake up call for you. You know, snap out of it, get out of this stupid depressed funk. And it's time to like start to focus on doing what you know you need to be doing. And so that's where I started to check my inbox again. I started to check my emails. I started to reply to people. I remember somebody said, hey, we still need you to produce these videos. We've been waiting for months, produce these videos. So I scheduled an afternoon and did it. And man, it felt so good to actually take action on something. To do it, just even checking off those emails, even if it was deleting or responding or whatever it was, just going through it felt so good that I had that momentum again. I felt like I was moving instead of just trudging through mud, right? And that's what was so special about that is that, yeah, I still struggled. I still had a lot of heartache and everything else during that time. But when I started to listen really to that inner voice, that same whisper that said, hey, try that debit card, that same whisper that said, Chris, don't do more events like your business coach told you to do. Do less events. Hey, Chris, you know what? Focus on these clients, these people that you serve, not the whole world. Focus on these people. Do this. Chris, this is the podcast you need to record right now. And when I started to do that, that's when everything started to change. I remember, you know, the following January, right? I did my first event since that experience around Thanksgiving of of 2015. I did an event, hardly anybody showed up because I stopped trying to put butts in seats. I stopped trying to be the guy that was being the marketer. I stopped trying to be the guy that was just trying to put anybody in seats just to make my ego feel good. Instead, I'm like, no, I want to teach people who are ready to be taught, the people that I actually want in the room, not, you know, Joe Schmo or anybody on the street. I want the people that are ready for me and I'm ready for them. And guess what? Five people showed up to that event. But you know what? Everybody became a client. Everybody from that event became a client. And I ended up being way more profitable at that event than previous events that I've done where I put so much time and energy and effort into trying to put butts in seats. And I said, you know what? This is ridiculous. I'm going to do three events instead of six or 12 in a year. I did three that year. I made more money in 2016 than I've ever made in Money Ripples up to that date. You know, 2015 was actually like a slight down year because I actually was on track for the best year ever in 2015, then ended up being a slightly down year from the previous year due to the whole emotional crap I was going through. You know, 2016 ended up being the best year. And again, I refocused on cash flow to the point where by the end of 2016, just a year later, just about 13 months later, December of 2016, I was in a place where I said, shoot, I could actually retire based on the streams of income and passive income I've got going. You know, a lot of that was through my business. Some of it's through investments, you know, and then I kept building my investment portfolio from there. But guys, I'm telling this to you because whatever you're dealing with, I don't even know who this is for, this episode's for. I know there's going to be some of you that can say, Chris, does this stuff really work? All this stuff you talk about with abundance and prosperity, are you just filling me full of crap? Or is this something that actually legitimately works? Guys, I'm here to tell you it does. The reason I got through 2015 so much easier than like 2009, right? Or 2008 was because I learned a lot from 2008, 2009. I learned that I couldn't just sit on my laurels. I learned to listen to myself. I learned to connect with people and with the right people and not just climb up and go into my hole. And trust me, it was tempting. I did that sometimes. You know, I wanted to clam up and just disappear. But you know what? That's the beauty of any adversity, any trial or any struggle you have. Just like Napoleon Hill teaches that with every adversity comes the seed of an equal or greater opportunity. And that was so true. The right people started showing up at the right time and amazing things started happening. And that, guys, that is the hope I hope to give you this time of year, is that you can be grateful for however much or however little you have. But even the rough experiences, especially the challenging ones, those are the ones that truly shape your character. Those are the things that, if you truly learn the lessons from them, can create amazing prosperity for you. So guys, I just want to tell you that now be on the other side of that and not having a struggle like that ever since. I'm grateful for that struggle. I'm grateful for the things I learned. I'm grateful that it put a fresh perspective in my mind to know that people struggle. You know, that we all have struggles in different ways. You know, some of us have family struggles. Some of us have financial struggles. Some of us have health struggles. Some of us struggle with our emotional well-being and being happy. Guys, whatever that struggle is, know that there's always hope. That when you truly align and follow principles, when you know that the world is an abundance place, that there are abundant opportunities out there to solve your problems, that the answer is there. It may not be at your fingertips, but it might be through someone else. It might be someone else that maybe you know. It might be this random conversation you have that changes the course of your life. Hey, it could even be a podcast like this one that could change the course of your life. Take advantage of that. Know that everything happens for a reason. Everything. That there are no accidents in our lives. And that these things are here to help us to grow, to become better stewards, and ultimately become really the best expression of who we are. To really become that rippler I talk about on the show. So guys, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for you, especially that you guys allow me this platform to teach. You guys I wouldn't have done it anyways. I guess you guys don't allow me to do it, but I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening and the fact that you guys are taking this information and applying it to your life, that it works. It truly works. So guys, I hope you have a wonderful and prosperous Thanksgiving. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.